Welcome to the inaugural podcast of the Maharshi, brought to you by Arunachala Ashrama. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi demonstrated to the modern world that there is a way to realize the permanent in the impermanent and to reside as the true essence or self of all. We are pleased to share with you this podcast, which will contain selections from Bhagavan's works and also reflections from devotees who sought his unfailing guidance and from those who continue to abide in his grace. Today's podcast is from Letters from Sri Ramanashramam by Surinagamma. I will read some sections from the foreword here, which will give us a background for this book. During the closing years of Sri Ramana Maharshi's bodily existence, his silent radiance and incomparable teachings attracted thousands of seekers to his ashram in South India. Surinagamma was the chosen instrument to cast the immortal sayings of this illumined divine personality onto paper and to paint an exquisite picture of a rishi's life in modern times. She did this in the form of 273 letters to her brother, Sri D.S. Sastri, who translated them from Telugu for the benefit of the English reading public. They cover the last 5 years of the master's earthly life and are of particular relevance because they were shown to Bhagavan prior to being mailed. There is no other book from this period that captures so well the enlightened personality and profound sayings of the master. These recordings will certainly guide seekers for continuous generations. Sri Ramanashramam is a unique institution. Its inmates are not shown specific instructions as to what they should do or should not do. They are left to fend for themselves and to absorb whatever they can from the calm and peaceful atmosphere of the ashram. Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharshi preached silence by observing it himself. At sunrise and sunset every day, Vedic hymns were recited in his presence, ending with Nakarmana na prajaya dhanena tyageneke amritattvamanasuhu, which means that moksha, deliverance, is attained not by karma, action, or praja, family, or dhana, wealth, but by renouncing every one of them. Ashramites aspiring for spiritual advancement were thus taught to learn and practice self-inquiry and renunciation. They sat in silence at the holy feet of Bhagavan, imbibing the lessons of silence. Bhagavan spoke occasionally to the ashramites and also to casual visitors on spiritual matters. On such occasions, a few devotees recorded whatever he spoke, and amongst them, Nagamma was one. Nagamma had no school education worth mention and does not know any language other than her mother tongue, Telugu. During her early years, owing to domestic calamities and consequent enforced solitude, she studied books of ancient lore and thereby acquired some literary knowledge which resulted in her writing a few books in prose and poetry. When, however, she became an ashramite, she renounced everything, including her literary activities. Sitting at the feet of the master day in and day out, she felt an irresistible urge to record the discussions devotees were having with Bhagavan, and, as she began recording them, found that the work was a sort of sadhana for herself. She began writing them in the shape of letters in Telugu to her brother in Madras. 273 letters were thus written. Amongst them, the ashram published the first 75 letters during the lifetime of Bhagavan, and they were read out in his presence, Sri Ramanashrama Lekalu in Telugu. The remaining 198 letters were published subsequently in 4 different volumes. I read these letters over and over again on different occasions, but never did I realize the depth of wisdom and knowledge contained in the cryptic sayings of Bhagavan until I had to sit up and translate them, writes her brother D.S. Sastri. I have also found throughout the letters the great trials and tribulations Nagamma had undergone in trying to live up to the high ideals of the ashram. The letters are a veritable mine of information presented in a simple and easily understandable manner and are well worth a careful study, not only by the spiritual aspirant, but also by the lay reader. These are comments by Sri Nagamma's brother D.S. Sastri.